All right, guys, welcome to your Instant Reaction podcast here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network, CycloneFanatic.com. Of course, we're, as always, brought to you by Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life, winning all sorts of awards. They're cleaning up. Seriously, if you're not already, support Carl Chevrolet. They've the hardware backs them up. I'm looking forward to, here in the next couple of weeks, driving one of those sweet new Silverados up to Hilton Coliseum. Do a little test drive. Looking forward to that. Look for them at the Rock, just right off of I-35, that Oral Labor exit in Ankeny. I apologize. We're not doing this for our Facebook audience today. The internet is currently down here at Hilton Coliseum. And maybe there's some like irony behind that after a 58-57 loss to Kansas State. I know a lot of you oftentimes tell me, oh yeah, it's like therapeutic to listen to you after these things, Williams, because you make me feel better. Probably not going to make you feel better about this one. That was a bad loss, no matter how you sum it up, for Iowa State. Let's start from the beginning of the day because it needs some context. Dean Wade played for Kansas State today. Cam Lard did not play for Iowa State. That's just pointing out for context. And Wade was okay. He wasn't great. He had a bucket when it mattered most to score his only 2 points of the day, but he still had 9 rebounds for the Wildcats. Let's just look at this from a macro view instead of breaking it down possession by possession. This was exactly what I thought it would be. We knew going up against Weber and Kansas State's elite. They're an elite defensive team, ranked 9th in KenPom at adjusted defense coming into today. You knew this would be a grinded out style of basketball game, and it was. The thing is, when Iowa State got up 55-48, I thought Iowa State actually said to Jared Stansbury, hell, they may cover here. They may cover the 10 points because, you know, the whole snowball going down the hill type thing, you crowds into it, finally, the Cyclones were rolling, and then Kansas State goes on a 6-0 run in the last, 3 minutes and wins, and there's a lot to analyze there. I mean, first of all, free throws. Iowa State 6 of 12 on the day, but missed a couple of 1-1s, the front end of some 1-1s at the end that really could have sealed the deal. Lindell Wigginton had one right towards the end that ultimately gave Kansas State the game-winning bucket. Steve Prohm said after the game, so many of you are probably questioning, what in the hell happened at the end. So Kansas State scores with 5.3 seconds to go, I think is what it was. Prohm said he didn't elect to take the timeout, and he did that on purpose because he didn't want to allow that good Kansas State defense to be able to set up. Makes sense. And you notice when Lindell crossed half court that Prohm started trying to call a timeout. Indeed, he was. Prohm says that he saw Lindell getting jammed up, and that's why he attempted to call it. Did not get it done. Iowa State couldn't take care of business. Couple of observations macro-wise, though. What a difference a week makes. We all walked out of Hilton Coliseum last Saturday night thinking that this team had a shot to contend for a Big 12 championship. Losing today, unless Iowa State erases a couple of gets a couple of road wins that nobody sees, it'd be really hard to see Iowa State being in the Big 12 championship mix after the loss in Waco and then, today's loss at home where you couldn't take care of business as a 10-point favorite at home. Number two, and this is where I'm more concerned going forward with the season, is just that's just two games in a row where Iowa State, a very talented basketball team. I don't think anybody will dispute that. But that's two games in a row where they have just completely let another opponent dictate the style of game that was going to be played. You saw it in Waco big time, and you saw it again today. I mean, when's the last time? And I don't know the answer to this off the top of my head, but Iowa State scores 57 points on a Saturday afternoon Hilton Coliseum. That doesn't happen very often. Kansas State did a phenomenal job of, doing what they do, and that is at the end of the day, how many shots in the last like 5 seconds of the shot clock did they knock down. They slowed it down. They played tough defense. And yeah, Iowa State just wasn't tough enough. They weren't tough enough today. And that's the macro look. When you look at this game now, at Texas Tech this week, and then they get Oklahoma State at home, but then they got to turn around and go to Kansas. The stretch doesn't get a lot easier for Iowa State right now. And, you know, it's as if it wasn't after the Baylor game. It's kind of got check time for this team. It's important to remember it's just January 12th. I'm not writing this team off, nor should you. But this was a bad loss today, no matter how you sum it up. Steve Prohm even called it after the game a brutal loss. They've got to figure out some sort of identity, because I don't know exactly what this Iowa State basketball team is right now. Only one Cyclone in double figures today. You know, what does this team want to be? Are they some guys have to step up and make some plays eventually. I know that when you cut late in game, you look at coaching and discipline and all that stuff. But, man, Steve Prohm can't make free throws either. You know, and if Iowa State takes care of some business in that aspect of the game, they win today. Even, and that would have been a great win. That's what I was thinking. Like, if Iowa State could have got out here, even with a two-point win, I would have called it a really good win. To be able to play as poorly as they did and escape against what I think Kansas State's better than people think. They had so many injuries early on. That people kind of got skewed as to what they are. Remember, Dean Wade was the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year, and I think Kansas State was picked to finish second. So they're going to ascend here in the conference season. But you're a 10-point favorite, and to lose a game like this at home is terrible, no matter how you sum it up. So we'll have coverage. I don't know what else to say at this point. Nick Weiler-Babb called Wednesday at Texas Tech a must-win. That's a tough chore. Tech is really, really good, and they're gonna play the same type of defense that Kansas State did today. Iowa State's got to get better on the offensive end. All right, Instant Reaction Podcast. Iowa State loses today, 58-57. We'll have more podcasting and whatnot. Jared Stansbury will have a post-game column here. We'll have coverage of the Iowa State women's game tonight. Cyclones and Texas are both in the top 20. Hopefully, Iowa State can salvage one game here today at the doubleheader inside of Hilton Coliseum. I'm Chris Williams signing off. Thanks for listening to the Instant Reaction Podcast.